Some podcasts inspire their listeners. Some podcasts address important current events. Some podcasts make the world a better place. The Fish Golf Broadcast does the opposite, so buckle up for half an hour of wasted time. This episode of the Fish Golf Broadcast, I'm welcoming back Eric Oakley. Eric, what you thinking about?
Fizzy drink with caffeine. That's what I'm thinking about.
All right, so I discovered... Oh, yep, definitely cheers it.
Nice. That's good.
I discovered that Howard Edward Butt sells fizzy water that has caffeine in it, and it's an appropriate amount of caffeine. It is 55 milligrams of caffeine in a 12-ounce can, and like a cup of coffee is 60 to 80 milligrams.
Okay.
Is pretty standard.
Good to know. That was going to be my next question of like, have you done caffeine research? Because I haven't. I'm like, you could have told me a cup of coffee has 200 milligrams of caffeine and be like, yeah, probably checks out.
You're just ingesting all of that. Okay. So that's the thing when people start quoting statistics, there always has to be context. Mm-hmm. Rhode Island's big in context of a lot of things.
Yeah, right? It's big in comparison to me. Sure, like, as a person, like, I'm, like, that place is huge.
Yeah, this is like where if you gave the entire Earth's population 1 square meter, they fit in Connecticut or something silly like that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we shouldn't be complaining about living conditions if we could all fit in Connecticut.
I know.
Yeah.
Connecticut ain't that bad.
Someday I'm going to do a worst states draft.
Good. Tier list of states, that'd be good. Connecticut's probably like mid C tier. Like, it's not terrible, it's passable. It's old, so it has some history.
I'm just not that interested in it because like whenever I go through Connecticut, I've only been to Connecticut for the purposes of Greater Hartford.
Yeah.
Do you have a sword?
I don't. You do though, right?
I have a sword.
That's pretty sick, dude. I mean, like, you're not going to be surprised if Connecticut, like, were to, like, pop off and, like, make a podium finish at a tournament, though. Like, it's just, like, it's in that, it's, like, it could, but it's not likely.
Right. Like, I would pick Connecticut over a few things.
Sure.
But I'm just going to get so annoyed at, you know, their on-ramps not having enough room for me to get up to speed before somebody ripping down the highway 20 over blasts their horn at me.
Yeah. And then it's that New England driver in every one of them where they're just a little angry for whatever reason.
But why?
I don't know. And I still think they're hanging on to the Boston Tea Party or something like that.
Let it go.
Yeah, see, it happened. You guys were taxed. We get it.
You won. Your professional sports teams are successful and racist. You did it.
You did it.
And somehow their horns have that grating New England accent, too.
Yeah.
How do they... Just,
you can feel the angst in the horn coming through. It's like they have a custom one where when you go in to get your inspection, they tune your horn to be just a little more angry.
Somehow I'm imagining, like, a new sponsor of Car Talk being, like, horn tuning.
Yeah. It's like, dude, I got my horn tuned. It's so aggressive.
Fuck!
Get the fuck out of my way!
All right, so back to fizzy drinks and caffeine and all that
caffeine,
stuff.
Caffeine, baby.
All right, I was never really a caffeine guy. Let me tell you a story about when caffeine worked for me.
Okay.
I didn't really drink it when I was growing up, and this was not a Presnell never had caffeine since high school thing. It's just like, I didn't really like the taste of coffee. I guess I was into, like, Coke and Dr. Pepper for a bit, but that was when I was a kid, and then I discovered, like, just how fake they tasted and was kind of off of it. All right, so that meant that when I did have caffeine, when I needed to study for a test.
You felt it.
Yeah. Dude.
You're
like
beaming.
That shit would get me wired.
Yeah.
All right, so I worked in Washington State for about 3 seasons when I was in and just after college.
Okay. What part? Closer to Seattle or more like out in...
I was working for Olympic National Forest, so I was based in Hoodsport and Quilcene, like pretty out there.
Sure.
So I think it was 2010. Yeah, 2010 was my first year out there. And I'd spent 6 months or so. Early December, I start driving back, and I was going to my mom's house in Florida. Mm-hmm. And I stopped at several different places. Like, I went snowshoeing around Crater Lake overnight. Dude, that was fucking awesome.
Crater Lake is I think it's, to me, was more awe-inspiring than the Grand Canyon was. In a weird way, just because it was, it felt like everything was, the sample size was right in front of you.
You can see the Connecticut of it all.
Yeah.
And so now imagine that it's winter. You can't drive around the rim road. Mm-hmm. You can only snowshoe around it.
Yeah.
And there's a full moon.
That's cool.
It was wonderful.
That's.
I was very hungry when I got done. Right, like that. Obviously I was prepared. I had tent, sleeping bag, sure. Ample food, whatever I needed. Yeah. But then I just, like, holed up in a hotel room in Klamath Falls, and I think I ate, like, this is the kind of thing you can do when you're 21. Yeah. I ate a full pizza, and then, like, 3 hours later, went out and got Chinese food.
You just don't even question what your body is telling you. Like, yeah, I need it. Yeah. I'm going to eat it. It's going to process it. It'll be fine.
The engine is very hot. It doesn't care about the salt or the fat or the grease, any of it.
It'll process it. It'll be fine.
So anyway, I worked my way down the coast, saw some friends near San Francisco.
Gotcha.
I spent what I think is the coldest night of my life in Joshua Tree National Park.
Okay.
And, like, objectively, it wasn't cold.
Yeah.
But the wind was ripping. I never really got to sleep. My 15-degree sleeping bag was just getting cut through by the wind, and my tent was
swapping the whole time, yeah.
So maybe, like, 2 days later, I had been camping on BLM land near Carlsbad Caverns National Park, got up at their opening time, went in, saw the caverns, and got out and was like, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
I haven't had a real conversation with somebody in 3.5 weeks. I have been listening to the same 4 CDs.
Yeah.
Because the car I was driving was a 1992 Accord wagon.
Dude, the fact that it had a CD player is... Did you install that?
I installed that because the previous CD player had gotten stolen out of that same car.
Wonderful.
Earlier that year.
Wonderful.
I decided I was going home. So
back to Washington home.
No. Back to Florida home.
Okay.
Now, you've done this trip before because, like, we drive, we're kind of sickos. Like, it's normal for us to drive
20 plus hours, in a stint, and then and then get up and do another chunk the next day.
Right.
It's wild.
So I started driving east, and, you know, I hopped on I-20 near, I think, Fort Stockton, Texas.
Yeah.
And then drove. I'm sorry, I cut down I-20 and then onto I-10, and I got into San Antonio, like, later than Raising Cane's, that was my target, was open.
Yep.
So I had to stop at a Subway, and that was sad.
Yeah.
So,
it's always disappointing when that becomes your option.
Yeah, so I got a foot long and a Coke. And at this point, I've been driving 10 hours-ish. Mm-hmm. Still in the same time zone, still in the same fucking state that I was in 10 hours earlier.
Yep.
Damn it.
I think we did the math on it. It's like Tucson to El Paso, and then, like, El Paso to the other side is, like, it's farther.
That
something like that.
Right.
It's like from that stretch across multiple states, but staying in the same state is a longer distance. It was kind of a wild concept that our drive was like, oh, we're getting Texas now. It's like, we're not close.
Yep.
We're still so far. And you have to get to Florida still. So
that's exactly. So keep driving, still on I-10. Mm-hmm. And I'm going. And, like, you know, just kind of sipping on this Coke.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to feel it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. Like, I'm really locked in. Like, this Guster CD is still hitting now. All right.
Well,
this is great.
3.5 weeks of kind of living off, like, off whatever you've brought with you.
Well, I mean, yeah,
if you were, like, had any caffeine leading up to that, you're like caffeine deprived, so your body is, like, doesn't know how to react to it at that point, correct?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there is no caffeine tolerance that's built
yes,
up.
Yes, exactly.
So the littlest bit of it is the jolt that you expect.
Yeah, yeah. And then we seek.
Right, exactly.
We'll get there.
So I drive through the night, you know, stop in Louisiana and all that, and somewhere in the Florida panhandle at the Welcome Center or a rest area east of that, I stopped and was like, well, I guess I should probably take a little nap.
Yeah.
And I, like, leaned the seat back and nothing happened. Like, yeah. I was just like, okay, well, I'm still awake. So I kept driving. Pensacola to Orlando is 7 hours.
It's a rip. It's not that close. Same state.
Yeah, I kept going. All told, I drove for 24 out of 26 hours.
Wild.
And the only time that I wasn't driving was when I tried to go to sleep and couldn't.
Yeah.
And when I was like pumping gas. Yeah. I was driving off entire tanks of gas. And I'm much older now. Yeah. I could not physically do that.
No
like
chance.
I drive like 16 in a day and it's like, no, the next day is shot.
Yeah. My body is needs multiple days to recover. It's withered away from the drive.
But that's the story of how, like, not having a caffeine tolerance enabled me to do a very superhuman feat that only...
Impressive.
That you only hear about from people in news stories after they've committed some heinous crime against a bitter rival.
Yeah, they left the, left the states to be like, well, I wasn't there.
Yeah, and like, on behalf of very serious media outlet, Fish Golf Broadcast...
Yeah.
Eric Oakley and I are not condoning driving for long stints.
Don't do it.
It's not safe.
Mm-mm.
There is a threshold at which your body and mind are not reacting the same way.
Nope. You are a zombie at that point, and you should stop,
you
pull
should.
Over, and be safe.
Go to sleep for 4 to 6 hours,
mm-hmm.
and that Get won't and that won't that won't cure you.
No.
But it'll be
enough.
Good.
Yeah. You'll actually feel less of a zombie, and like legitimately. Breaking up those drives is something that I've tried to do, like skipping Champions Cup at DDO this year, because James is getting married the weekend of DDO. So it was like, if I were to play Champions Cup, then I'd have to rip 30 hours to get to California to be at my buddy's wedding. So it's like, we got to go to the wedding. So I'm going to break up the drive by after Music City, short jaunt to Denver. Like, that's not too bad. It's a long day, but it's a stretch. Then up to Utah. Obviously go see Infinite, see some family in Salt Lake. And then we're going to hit Tahoe. Also, short little jaunt. Not short, but easy to do. And then we'll pop over to the East Coast, just north of San Francisco. And it's like, awesome. That is palatable, easy. My body's not going to hate me. And it's going to be great. But that's like how I've had to look at drives now. Because the last time I did a really big drive was Utah... to trying to go to Minneapolis, and that was the year that I hit a deer, but I was stopping in Sioux Falls is where I was going to stop. I was like, I'm pretty tired, I'm good, stop, booked a hotel, and I was like, cool, I got 2 hours left, rip, and then 20 minutes from the hotel, deer,
rip,
80 miles an hour, literally, rest in peace. Ruby Rogue, she did a good job in protecting my life, so big fan, but miss her dearly. But we got Nancy Nissan now, so she's a big old beast. But yeah, no big drives. Be safe. That's the end, moral of the story. Don't hit deer as well.
Just life lessons coming out of this. Back to caffeine.
Yep. Is this a caffeine thing where we're so distracted by caffeine that we can't stay on topic? Or is this just us vibing or what?
Based on the show description... Nothing is off topic. Everything is on topic.
I love that. I love that
like,
so much.
I think there are certain guests, and I've had you on to talk about like a very focused discussion before, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that was really productive, and mm-hmm. it was the episode that I wanted to have at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have anything that's that level of focus that would fill 30 minutes.
Totally.
So now we're just on to bullshit about fizzy drinks.
I love that. Honestly, I love it. We don't have conversations like this that are captured. They're always like hanging out in an Airbnb or after a round, or even like funny conversations in a tournament round that would be like, man, if this was actually being recorded, it's pure quality entertainment, but we just don't catch it enough.
Yeah, and you can't redo it later.
Yeah, it's not the
same.
And
if I turn on a recorder, everyone gets really self-conscious.
Totally, and then you get different personalities where it's like, I know that Tina's actually pointed it out, but it happens with people. It's like, camera Eric.
Oh, you act up, buddy.
Is very different from just like normal Eric. There's some similarities, but there's a different, like, my voice changes slightly. And then I just get a little bit more goofy. But I'm trying to be myself, but it's just hard. I don't know why. It's like hard to turn that switch off even. So
I'm not an actor by any stretch. It's really impressive when you see an actor who can... self-consciously embrace the characteristics of the person they are performing as while not ostentatiously showing that on the screen.
Totally.
It's a really impressive quality, And, you know, I'm not an actor's guy. I don't know. I can't remember what the awards are for any of that stuff.
Sure.
But occasionally.
Maybe the Academy is important or something.
EGOT. I only know EGOT because of 30 Rock and because it shows up in crosswords sometimes.
You gotta know it. You gotta know it.
Okay, so I told you that a cup of coffee is 60 to 80 milligrams of caffeine.
And this is 55.
This is 55. Like, this is, it's...
And delightful cucumber lime.
Right, it's 11:35 right now. This is a reasonable time to be having a little boost, totally. Right? Did you have coffee this morning?
I had two cups.
Okay, so...
I'm flying.
You're flying, and you're still not approaching how much is in, like, a Monster.
Totally.
300 milligrams.
Yep.
How on earth did we get to the point as a culture where it is normal and expected for people to drink a Red Bull or a Monster or whatever, and like you can buy that without an ID? You can just, it's ubiquitous. If you go, okay, listen, when you go to the Des Moines HEB, Howard Edward Butt, no, it's the Hy-Vee there. Sorry,
Hy-Vees,
it's the Hy-Vee.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I do grocery store reviews, so I constantly have names rattling around in my head.
I love it.
Go there. And first, count the number of Caitlin Clark displays.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Like, I can imagine. She's an icon.
Especially in Iowa.
Yeah.
And then go count the number of distinct energy drink displays throughout the store. In caps, at the registers, just in.
And like they almost have like two sections of a refrigerator dedicated to energy drinks.
I think,
right?
I counted like 12 distinct sections where they have them last year.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Caffeine, baby.
300 mils?
I'm curious because I don't know if we know the side effects of that much caffeine and like long use of that much caffeine because they haven't been around that long. But at the same time.
Go dose some rats or something.
I mean, I am still not. Coffee has kind of taken over, which I think is much better because fasting and everything helped me get healthy. But I can't have a Red Bull because it breaks my fast. And there are certain things that will trick your brain into thinking you're breaking your fast and trick your body. So you don't want to do those types of things. So that helped cut back on my energy drink intake. But, dude, I used to be on, like, at least an energy drink a day, at least a 12-ounce energy drink a day. And then I was sometimes doing two. And I also used to like having one before a tournament round because I loved just being that level of caffeine and that level of like, I'm here, I have energy, like buzzing energy. And I got used to playing that way. But I think coffee's much better for me. Like, and honestly, I think coffee's better for me and for health reasons, because that much sugar and caffeine is had to have been doing terrible things to my heart, because I'm at my heart was just pumping.
Heart just cranking red 40 through your veins.
Yeah. Right. Ugh. Yeah. So I am still a very caffeine guy, obviously, two cups and now 55 milligrams of this wonderful sparkling water will be enough for the day. And I've also tried to cut out sodas, but that's partially because I sleep like shit. And I think for the longest time I got into such a bad sleeping habit because I would do that thing that you're talking about. You sit down in the car and try and lay down, but your brain is like, no. I know the body says it's tired, but I ain't. Like, we're just buzzing right now, so I can't do it.
And then it's such a defeating cycle because, you know.
All you want to do is rest.
Right.
Which your brain can't turn off.
You lay there and your mind races and you do all the things that are supposed to make it work. Like, you flip over.
Yeah.
You
count,
you know,
sheep. Dude, like, put on some, like, I do sleep music constantly now as, like, a way to just have ambience.
Just visualization of something. And it doesn't really work, so you lay awake for a couple hours, and then eventually you fall asleep, and if you have a sleep app, I don't, it tells you that you just, like...
Trash.
It was
terrible.
It was bad.
Why did you even try?
And then you wake up the next morning, and, you know, maybe you need 300 mils of caffeine.
Yeah, why not? Run it back. That's the shug in it that I think that does it, where it's like, yep, you need this. You love this. You want this. And then you're like, but do you remember last night? Your body's like, nah. Put it in my face.
Yeah, just quick pickling your insides.
Yeah, right. Oh god. I have a friend, he's king of the eight hole, Zach Benson. He's like two monsters a day at least, and he lives on them.
You don't get to be king of the eight holes without some outside influence.
I could be wrong. He might just be on one, but I've seen him house a couple monsters in a day, and it's impressive. But he functions on it. It's like if he hasn't had his monster, he's like kind of a groggy mess. So, but the man gets stuff done. So I respect it. Hmm. But I also care about his insides. But that's a him problem, and I think he'll figure it out. I can care all I want. He's a human being. He can do what he wants.
The easy way or the hard way.
Yeah.
I'm Colton Montgomery, and I listen to the Fish Golf broadcast while I eat sandwiches.
Hi, my name is Chandler Fry, and I like to listen to the Fish Golf broadcast when I stop at rest stops and go to the bathroom.
You know, I spent all of season one in this very ad break saying that we would never barrage you with 11 minutes of droning external ads. But lately, I've had a change of heart. The integrity of this show absolutely has a price. We're talking lake house money. Private island money. Lake house on a private island money. But until that hypothetical benevolent corporate overlord speaks up, though, this show is entirely supported by your support of me and my sponsors. Fish Stamp Discraft discs are available in-store and online at daddydiscgolf.com, dischub.com, and treemagnets.com, and fishdiscgolf.com when I'm not traveling. You can save 10% at Grip Equipment with the code FISHGIFT10 at checkout, unless you're a fool who likes spending full price on disc golf bags. And of course, our name is derived from Disc Golf Bra, whose media channels and website you should visit for outstanding New England content. And now, more mutual hostility between Fish and the guest.
So, I'm told that you have some thoughts on appropriate caffeination of various disc golfers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about your criteria for what makes somebody under, over, or appropriately caffeinated?
Some of it's going to be based on what I know of them as people and hanging out with them and seeing some of their caffeine intake. So I have a little like understanding of there. Like, and I can't go off of myself because I feel like I could not have caffeine and people would think I've had a couple Red Bulls in a day because I'm just loud and energetic and can be a lot. So I can't use myself as a metric, which I would put myself high on this list of overly caffeinated if I was on this list, but we're not here to talk about me. So thinking about it as people go, like a good baseline for appropriately caffeinated, I have to go with my traveling partner, James Proctor, because I've seen him have, you know, a cup of coffee. His vibe is very, you know, very good. It's just enough for him to wake up and kind of get through the day. And he doesn't put any sugar. He puts a little bit of creamer in there, and he's pumping. And I feel like James is your baseline of your vanilla, hence the Vanilla Gorilla name for him as his nickname. It's just great. So he fits that. Overly caffeinated, obviously, you got the likes of Scott Stokely.
Ooh, really?
I would, and I don't know if he is caffeinated, but I'm saying as people go,
he seems like he's
you'd be like, yeah, that dude's had some. He had a pot of coffee. He had a fresh pot, like in the morning, and he's running on it. And also shout out to Dave Grohl if you guys have seen Fresh Pots. Like, and if you haven't, it is. I will send you.
Oh no. Yeah, I hadn't, and then you showed it to me, and then I forgot about it because I didn't need it.
Yeah, it's not information you need, but it's hilarious. So, all right. So I have one that I want to save because I think some of the reference is good, but that is the outlier, or maybe not outlier, or just like an anomaly in the system. I know James Conrad is in the realm of he does drink coffee. I've seen him drink coffee, but I would put him, and he's like, he also has the demeanor of being like that he could use some caffeine. He could have a little more character, but he's bumping his vibe and he's just quiet. So
it seems like he's the guy who's like, you know, I don't need a venti. I can just go for
something tall. Yeah. Oh, yeah, just this is enough. This is enough for me. I just want my 6 ounces of coffee, and I'll be great.
I'm just going to bop around. Yeah.
Just throw buttery turnovers with envies, you know. It's just perfect. Cool. What a guy, dude. What a guy. So he makes my, like, he's, again, my I would say my baseline for that. I've put, like, a weird one is, like, Paul. I've seen have a lot of energy drinks, and he's talked about that, and he's getting into, like, the no-sugar ones and everything, but Paul Macbeth, because there's a lot of Pauls in our sport. Kranz, Uli, who knows? It could have been talking about any Paul. Omen, yes. And Paul's in, Paul would be in the same category for me as James.
Like, which I'm, Paul?
Omen.
Okay. See, you did it yourself.
See, I just did it. Paul Omen, I would put in the same category as James. Vibing, definitely probably has a nice tall cup of coffee and just is there, but he's chill. He's just living. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like, and caffeine does give you some angst. So we need to find the angsty people to get in there. And then, like, so, but Paul isn't. So Paul is like, he has an energy drink, but he's in there. But that, but I mean, seeing Paul, like, get mad at breaking a putter and everything, but that's just because he's a competitor, so I don't know if that's a caffeine thing. It's not a caffeine rage. So I mean, I've done it, we've all done it, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
No,
don't do it, don't break your putters. Not advising driving late at night and too many hours, and also don't bend and break your putters.
Yeah, I feel like I would really like the Fish Golf broadcast to encourage bad behavior, like the kind of bad behavior that, like, if your kids listen to this podcast, yeah, they don't become objectively bad. They become more interesting.
Yeah.
Breaking your putters is not more interesting.
No.
Trying to create a plan to overthrow your local government and install yourself as the puppet master.
Yeah.
Like, as a 9-year-old, that's what I want. I want long-term planning with known outcomes.
Totally. A dude changed his name. I saw like as a little article. He changed his name to literally anyone else, and he plans to run for president. And I think that that's wildly hilarious.
It's, in that sense, it's very good SEO.
Yeah, it's just like, the idea is hilarious, and we could actually, but obviously that, like, electing somebody into office that did that, it's like, okay, now we'll just be laughing. Yeah, but either way.
We get the bit. Thank you. Please just get off the ballot now.
Yeah. Fun while it lasted. It's like, what is it? Bodie McBoatface? Did you hear about that?
Yes, of course.
Amazing. It's like, that's, don't let the internet have power, and because the internet is very strong.
There is a soft spot in my heart for Vermin Supreme also.
Yes. What a good one. Just, yeah. I think that's why I like stuff like Tumblr and everything. Like when people showcase their ability to be creative in that way, it's beautiful. And there are probably some caffeine drinkers in that mix too, because
undoubtedly,
to be fast enough to type it out and have the wit, it takes a little bit of extra stimulant.
There was a golden age of the internet that Tumblr was a part of.
Yeah, it's a good one.
We lament that as we just
X
as we fall deeper and deeper into non-functional
totally
social media.
Okay,
Can I ask you about one in particular?
Yes.
And I don't know if you've considered it, but, like, the meme in this is Kevin Jones.
Okay.
Did that come up in your considerations?
No, I would put him in the, he's not the overly caffeinated. He's, like, he's just crested from normally caffeinated to just overly caffeinated, because he's got a lot of energy. He bounces around. He's hyped for everybody playing. So I feel like that also, like, kind of builds into that, where if he sees something cool, he's not going to just be like, oh, hey, man, nice shot. He's going to be like, yeah, dude, that was sick. You know, he, like, gets, like, the hype is there, mm-hmm, which has to be somewhat enhanced by caffeine, right? Like, somebody want to be like, yeah, dude, that was sick.
But
Kev is there for you. And
yeah,
I love
it. I feel like it was kind of a gag maybe a couple years ago. He would be on, like, practice rounds or skins or something.
Yeah.
And if he didn't have, like, a tall iced coffee in his bag, he was just terrible.
Totally.
But when he did, he was
amazing.
A god.
Yeah. Like, that puts into, like, people skins wise, like, I put Luke Humphreys in the adequately. Like, he's like a James, where he's like, he's had his, you know, 8 to 12 ounces of coffee, and he's just kind of vibing the rest of the day and living it up, like, more than Paul Omen and James Conrad. Man, so many same names.
Yeah,
Paul Omen and James.
Be more interesting. Name your kid Vermin, or literally.
Yeah, or Bodie McBoatface. But yeah, I'd put Luke in the, like, in that middle tier of just, like, very, like, has coffee, but it's just is like, you're getting kind of the same person always. He's not too much. He's not too little. He's just in that good place, man. Eagle McMahon, I think, is a person who seems, people think he has caffeine, but I know for a fact he's very little caffeine in his intake. So I would, he's like, you would, people would be like, oh, he's angsty and has his, he wears his emotions a little bit, but he's, I would put him, he doesn't have any caffeine. So that's just him being him. So I don't think he should have any caffeine for, he's got, he doesn't have any, he doesn't need it. But my favorite one that I've come up with is that for those who have watched Futurama, Calvin Heinberg, I would put, is in the category above overly caffeinated, to where he's hit so much caffeine intake to where he is zenned out and is just there beaming and vibing. So the episode of Futurama where Fry, I think he has like 100 cups of coffee. It might be more than that. It might be 500, but I forget. The quote, the scene is hilarious. It's one of my favorite scenes from the show where he walks up to the bar and the whole place is on fire, but all he's thinking about is caffeine. He's at, and he's just coffee, 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 shaking. He looks disheveled. And then he has that 100th cup of coffee. And then it just goes ding. And then everything starts to glow. And then everything moves in slow motion. I feel like that is Calvin on a daily basis, where he is. And I don't know. I actually don't know for a fact. I know he does drink caffeine, but I don't think he has that much of a caffeine intake. Like he's probably, if he's going to a place, he's probably getting a venti at most. So he's just over, just cresting over into a little too much caffeine. But he's, I love thinking about that as a joke, because when you see him, you'd be like, that dude probably needs some coffee, because he's got that, his, the look on his face isn't too focused. The way he, the way he talks is also very, you know, it's all good. Yeah. Through the disco. Mm. Yeah. It's like, oh, I like this course. I can throw my Eagles screamers.
It's fine. It's a course.
Now, have you heard Calloway do his impression of Calvin? It's fantastic. It's so good. They said if Calvin ever can't make an interview, they just need Ben to come in and they'll just do like a, put Calvin's face up on the TV.
So be good. I something occurred to me. I saw a reel from Jomez Pro the other day where Anthony Barilla was on there, mm-hmm. and they clipped AB imitating the way some other pros throw.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen the same with Gannon imitating others' putting styles. Yep. And there's an old video from the Memorial or something, yeah. where there's a bunch of pros doing it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's kind of like when Murder Mike posted that, and it was Ulibarri and Macbeth and Climo and Drew Gibson, mm-hmm. doing those. That was exactly the right amount of content for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it left us wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't more at that time in media.
Totally.
Now, it's almost like, okay, if AB does it and Gannon does it, everybody else is going to be like, oh, people like this content. I should imitate it.
Yeah.
And then it saturates the market. And then the market is no good for anybody
else. So diluted. Everybody's like, doesn't like their takes on it. And then it just becomes like, yeah, it's not, it feels disingenuous. It gets to a point where it is, right?
Right. Everybody's just trying to capitalize on this moment, mm-hmm. on this meme.
Totally.
Democratizing social media and making it so easy to post things like that, it makes it less fun to experience it.
And it's, that content gets consumed so fast, where like the Murder Mike video, like when it first went out, like had a slow burn.
Oh yeah.
And then it got shared a few years later as more people got into the sport and remember these people. And then it's like, I feel like it's gained more and more popularity over time. Maybe that's just my weird part of being inside of it.
But I think so.
Yeah.
I bet there are people who don't know who Murder Mike is.
No. He's amazing. He's one of the best, like, kind of, it's not a troll. It technically would probably fall under the umbrella of a troll. But he's great. And he's pretty, like, genuine about
and
his
like,
takes.
OG videographer,
yeah.
in Southwest Disc Golf,
yeah,
too.
Totally.
You remember it because you've known about it for 10-plus years. Mm-hmm. But, how much has the sport grown? And how many people who knew what that was 10 years ago are now out of disc golf entirely?
Totally. That's a crazy point. Like, thinking just simply about how much our sport has grown and how there are people who can't recognize who Ken Climo is if they saw him. But obviously, his name's on a disc. His face isn't on a disc, so I can understand that. Like, I can grasp that a little bit more. But, I mean, having the knowledge that we do is crazy. But I think there's also the level of, like, everybody knows who Calvin is. Everybody knows who Paul is. Everybody knows who these people are because they are being put out there in front of people's faces. So they become more recognizable through the Pro Tour outlets, through their brands and everything. So that does make sense. But to this standpoint of there are people they reference in that, like they do Nate Doss's putt. The only people know Nate Doss as a commentator nowadays, mm-hmm. but they don't realize like he's a world champ. He's a Pro Tour champ. He's a really good disc golfer. But nobody knows how he throws. Nobody knows how he plays unless they go back and watch these old videos, like before the boom and everything happened. So, like, they would not know that he was an absolute shredder. I just think he's just a weird commentator. That's the common take. I think he's fine. But, yeah, that's just people seem to rip on him. They seem to rip on everybody.
That having done it, there's kind of no way to win.
No chance.
Because, like, I feel like I've got a style and mm-hmm. I've thought very critically about how to do it mm-hmm. and I've tried to be prepared and, you know, it's still 60-40 people
sure.
like it.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast, odds are you like it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have come back.
Sure. Yeah.
But for people whose first episode is this episode, they're all like this. They're all wonderful. You should subscribe and rate and... I don't know what the fuck.
Share it around.
Yeah, mumble, mumble. Let's go back to caffeine drinks.
Yep.
Because, man, I just have so much focus and energy right now. 55 mils was exactly what I needed today. Boy,
I don't
boy.
Have any left, so.
Here, have some of mine. I've had enough. There's plenty more in my car. Just think about last year when the Pro Tour had, what was the Yerba Mate brand that was sponsoring?
It was Yerba Mate.
No, Yerba Mate is the drink.
I thought that was the name of the brand.
No.
Can I look it up?
Sure.
Is this allowed?
This is good content.
Mm-hmm. Searching. Enhance.
Yellow can. Uh-huh.
Guayaki.
Yeah. So... Guayaki was sponsoring the Pro Tour in some way.
Legit thought that with the brand of that was just Yerba Mate. And I was like, damn, they capitalize on the thing that's in it wonderfully. You learn something new every day.
Yeah, this is... it turns out that tea all along has just been one big company. Mm-hmm. And all these, you know, celestial seasonings,
yeah.
that's a fake.
Yeah.
It's just tea. Big tea rules us all.
The New England people are still going to hate
British colonial empire.
Getting this. The long con was like, we'll lose the war, but just wait. Just wait. We'll get them.
I don't know about you, but I feel like there were a whole lot of players last year who, you know, absolutely needed that caffeine and sugar intake at the end of their round last year.
Yeah.
And cold. If it wasn't cold, forget about it.
Yeah, pass.
And now it's not here. What do we do after our round?
Everybody's crashing after their rounds.
Total indignity. Like, instead of being peppy in my recap video, I'm just like, oh my God, my round didn't go the way I wanted it to. I have to play again tomorrow.
But Yerba just made everybody happier.
Yeah.
Peppier.
Plus it was like 40 fucking grams of sugar.
Yeah. It's
an
ton.
Insane amount. Like, yeah. percent daily value. Yes, they legally have to put it on the can.
For sure.
But that doesn't mean you have to abide by their recommended daily value.
Dude, funny story, though, about Red Bull. I remember a couple girls in my high school thinking that it was an alcoholic drink. They purchased them at the convenience store by our high school.
Sure.
Brought it in and were drinking it and like thinking that they were cool and that they were getting away with something, not realizing that there's no alcohol in it. And like they were just giggling about it. And they like, people were like, why are you guys being weird? And like, that's funny to think about. But to your point of
what state was this in?
Texas.
Oh, it would be funnier if it was Utah.
Totally. Exactly. I mean, but also would be hilarious. Like you mentioned, is like we put that much caffeine in a can
uh-huh.
and we sell this legally
uh-huh.
without questions.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe we should check some stuff. Like, yeah, you can't.
It's not the biggest problem currently facing our society.
Exactly.
But, you know, probably like 1C behind income inequality and food scarcity.
Totally. Like. Obviously, we should get to it, but we should definitely prioritize other stuff first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that made me laugh, like thinking about that whole concept and the fact that it's just so readily available to get just an absurd amount of caffeine.
So what kind of placebo effect was it having on them? Were they like, you know, acting tipsy and stumbling around?
Yeah, and the teachers were like, you guys are being obnoxious. Like, what's going on? And they're like, see that they have Red Bull. You're like, what?
That's so dumb because, like, you know, in theory, alcohol is supposed to be the, like, mellowing, numbing
totally
effect.
And they were buzzing and giggling and laughing
a
ton.
Very much. Yeah. Like, I'm not a Four Loko guy.
Yeah.
I did have a college teammate who went 8 Loko. I assume you can interpret this.
Impressive.
And somehow ended up in somebody's trunk. And as I understand it, was taken to Chattanooga. He did not live in Chattanooga because nobody knew that he was in the trunk.
Oh, my Lord.
That's my recollection of the story. This
wild.
This could be, like, reconstructed from several different...
Still wonderful, no matter what. To go 8 Loko deep and then end up in a whole different city you don't live in. And how'd you get there? Oh, it was in a trunk.
In my teammate's trunk on accident.
How gnarly would that be, though? Like, I'm assuming he, like, pounded or something maybe when he came to. Or I'm hoping it's said homie comes to get something out of the trunk when he gets home in Chattanooga where he lives. And sees his teammate just passed out, or just vibing on Four Loko.
That
I like that side of the story matter, but
right, like
in my head,
this is very perspective. You need if we do an oral history of this, we need multiple different sources here.
Of course,
like
we need accounts.
We need the 8 Loko guy.
Yeah.
We need the driver or the owner of the car.
We need more of the teammates to talk about their backstory so
right.
We can understand.
Like, you don't go 8 Loko alone.
Yeah. That's just Loko. That's not, that's not 8 Loko.
That's a lot of mistakes there. If you're that driver, you start questioning your own night. Like, did I black out too? Yeah.
Why was there somebody in my trunk? And I did not know about them, and I drove, I mean, I'm assuming to Chattanooga was probably not a short trip.
It was like an hour and a half from Atlanta.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But at that point, it's like, now my buddy's in the trunk. At what point do you discover this versus, like, when you have to walk inside and tell your parents, hey, by the way, my friend is here too?
Yeah. How do you explain that of, like, and he's blackout drunk off of 4 Lokos.
Well,
8 Lokos.
Once again, 4 Loko is, I believe, has been discontinued. Someone out there probably has a stash of it.
There's, I mean, Twisted Tea is a thing right now, and that's, we're talking about the Brits getting into everything. They're gotten into our alcohol as well, so all those New Englanders are just pissed still. But that's, again, that's an upper with a downer. It's crazy to think about. That's what 4 Loko was, but I wonder the levels of caffeine in, like, a Twisted Tea compared to a 4 Loko would be. Research for another day.
Probably all of it is substantially mellower.
Yeah. It's all bad for you anyways, but we still do it.
If you or any other major sports drink, alcohol/caffeine/upper/downer brand wants to sponsor this podcast, my DMs are very open.
Let's do
and
it.
My address can be sent to you with very little prompting.
I feel like you might, if you do get picked up by an energy drink or caffeine beverage sponsor, you might have to, like, slow down in editing. You'd just be talking really fast and you'd just be all over the caffeine.
This yeah, that's true.
Like, just like, all right, we're going to go
no,
a
it's
quarter,
a good, it's
quarter
a good bit,
of a second
I understand.
Down. Like, because other than that, it's just funny. Like, I'm just going to be here and be like, oh, so we have Andrew Fisher here, and he's going to be talking about the caffeine. It's great.
And the people who listen to podcasts at, like, 1.2 speed so they can get through everything a little bit quicker in their day.
So fast.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Sounds like the Chipmunks.
no hula hoops here. Anyway, if you are the brand rep for one of those companies, you can get at me, but you probably can't afford my podcast. Who's to say?
Well, but find out. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah, might as well.
Dude, I will say, top tier caffeine drink, energy drink, isn't actually here in the States. It's in Finland. It's called Battery, and it is very good. It's so good. And when I'm there, it's like I get back on a caffeine drink kick, like heavy on a caffeine drink kick, and get off my coffee drinking because I'm just like gonna have a Battery and I'm gonna have some cookies before my round. I'm gonna get it.
Somehow I'm dead nut certain that the pH of this product is like 4.5 and it actually could be used as a battery.
Dude, I mean, my pee gets weird colors when I'm in Europe, so, and I just embrace it at that point. So we've got to flush out all the bad stuff.
And
the acid and everything.
That's our show. If you enjoyed the show, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at fish58320. And if you hated the show, want to yell at people about their pee colors, their caffeine takes, et cetera, where can people find you?
The Eric Oakley on Instagram and Facebook, Whale Pants on YouTube. Yeah, go support Infinite Discs, Thought Space Athletics.
You got Frisbees
Whale Sacks, Alpha Discs, Squatch Bags. Come find us on the road. We're going to be doing a bunch of vending. Also going to probably be posting some stuff online as well. I think we kind of have to get back into that hustle and grind. So expect to see that. So yeah, hit me up. Take care of Fish. He's a good human.
Thanks, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wrap on this week's Fish Golf Broadcast. Join us next week to fritter away more of your ever-waning life force on two jabronis talking about Frisbee. Please support the show, if you're able, by shopping for fish stuff at fishdiscgolf.com, Daddy Disc Golf, Disc Hub, Tree Magnets, and Disc Golf Bra's websites. You can still save 10% at Grip Equipment with the code FISHGIFT10, and please tell a friend about this show. Unless you don't have any friends, but that's your problem, not mine.